1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time now for Breakthrough Thinking, the magazine. Interviews with the stars, movie reviews, insight talk, and up-and-coming talent. Everything you want rolled together, no matter where you are, the magazine has arrived. Now, here are your hosts for Breakthrough Thinking, the magazine, Dave Isaac and Greg Isaac.
And welcome back again. You're listening to the magazine every Thursday from 2 to 4. Of course, Breakthrough Thinking on 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 2 to 4, with Breakthrough Thinking Monday and Tuesday, Breakthrough Sports Wednesday and Friday, and of course, right now here on Thursday, the magazine, 2 to 4. And no, Greg's under the weather, but we do have our regular Joseph Erdo.
Hi, Erdo.
Exactly. I don't know if your mic is on.
No, how do I
oh,
turn
that's
it? Is that on now? Hi,
yeah.
Erdo.
Plug it in.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know, most of the problems with appliances when they call over a tech person, the extended warranty people,
yeah,
you have to plug it in.
Exactly.
That's most of the problem.
And they charge you.
A
lot for that. And, of course, you'd have to run through that glass to plug it in. Yeah. But I think Tommy did it for you. I'm just excited. Joseph, this is so exciting to have in studio an award-winning comedian, actor, playwright, and published author, among many other talents. I mean, I'd sort of call you a motivational speaker, certain corporate trainer.
Yeah.
And I'm just really thrilled to have, of course, Peter Fogel in studio, the one-man show out right now, Herberger Theater, opening last night. And I guess the last show is January 20th.
We've been extended.
Oh, you've been Ooh. Extended?
Yes, the word of mouth has gotten out because this was my mother's Italian, my father's Jewish. I'm home for the holidays.
Yeah.
The therapy continues. This is an original show. The first one was My Mother's Italian, My Father's Jewish, and I'm in Therapy.
Yeah.
It's Steve Solomon's creation of his multi-ethnic
right.
upbringing as being half Jewish and half Italian and the insanity that drove him to therapy. So it's one thing to be in therapy. Now there's things to be in therapy when you're during the holiday season.
Oh,
as
yeah.
you all know.
That's got to be craziness.
It's crazy, yeah.
So it's extended the word
February 9th.
Oh, that is so cool.
The word on the street, like we're Beretta.
Oh, this
TV show, The Word in the Street.
And you heard it here, breaking news. We had breaking news yesterday,
yeah.
too, on our show. So My Mother's Italian, My Father's Jewish, and I'm home for the holidays. Before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about your background so people start to get familiar with you and remember where they've seen you and can share that experience. God, there's so many places to start. Well, one thing is Married with Children, one of my favorite sitcoms, by the way. You were involved with that.
I was the audience warm-up on that show.
That is so cool. So you knew Ed Earl O'Neill. And
I met him.
Yeah.
You know, people think a television show is like they see it in – it's actually 22 minutes, but they think it's 30 minutes. They
yeah.
shoot it and it's over. It takes hours to do that. And there's a gentleman that makes the audiences laugh, bring them up to speed of what's happening in the script,
oh.
play off the cast when they're taking breaks, and I did that. So it's a very highly paid babysitter. I'm an audience wrangler. And I was doing a lot of stand-up. The audience was so hot for that show that it was like magic because
oh,
they want to be there.
Oh, yeah. That was so funny. Truly one of my favorites of all time. It was just a hysterical show. What are some of the others? I mean, you've been on stage or shared the stage with Jon Stewart. Everyone knows Jon Stewart, Robert Klein, Lewis Black, very funny, Dennis Miller. What's that like?
I was I opened for Robert Klein on his record 11th HBO special about a year and a half ago.
Nice.
So I warmed up the audience there. And it's fun. You know, I worked with Dennis Miller before he was Dennis Miller, right before he got SNL. Of course, Ray Romano I came up in the ranks with many, many years ago.
That is so cool, though. I mean, you got to be thrilled. Let me ask you before we go more into your background. I mean, how does it feel like you talk to athletes when they're playing really well, they're in the zone, they call it. When you go in front of a live audience, do you just sort of lose yourself in it? There's some other, like, altered state or the zone, as they call it in athletics?
Well, in stand-up comedy, when you get to that zone, things are just very easy. You know, the audience just rides your – there's a synergy between the audience and you, and you anything you say is going to get a laugh. And you somehow instinctively know what's going to get a laugh because you're just in that moment where you're present. You're not
yeah. –
not to sound like a motivational speaker. You're not talking about – you're not thinking about the past or the future. You're just there, and you're dealing with it. And a lot of times – there are stand-up comics that just do their joke one, joke two, joke three, joke four. I have a big improv background. I trained at the Second City in Chicago over 30 years ago,
fabulous.
Working with the deceased Del Close, who was John Belushi's, Dan Aykroyd's mentor. So I learned improv, and I just love making it free form. I mean, I have my set jokes, but when I'm playing around and the audience wants to play around, we just don't know where it's going to go, and that's the fun part.
Oh, that is really, really cool.
And now, you have to do that as an audience warm-up. You just don't know what's going on because you're dealing with people – Belgian tourists that don't know English, kids from grade school, elderly people, young, old. It's a great – you build up chops like an athlete.
Yeah.
And like I have – you know, once I keep doing this show, my mother's Italian, my father's Jewish, I'm home for the holidays, shameless plug. you know, I did the show a few weeks ago in Owings Mills, Maryland, and I haven't done it in a while, and now I'm getting back my chops to keep doing this.
Yeah.
It's like an athlete, just like, you know, you got it. An athlete's out. They got to build up their wind again, like anything else. It's just like building a muscle.
That totally makes sense. Now, you've done a lot of commercials, too. You were the ring around the collar man.
Yes, I was the ring around the collar man.
That's sort of cool.
And here's the strange thing. I beat out the what was his name? From Bosom
Buddies.
Bosom Buddies.
Tom Hanks?
No. Perfect Strangers.
Oh, yeah.
Mark Lynn Baker.
Yeah.
Mark Lynn Baker had gotten off the show, the movie My Favorite Year. Remember that with Peter O'Toole?
Yeah.
It was a great movie.
Yeah.
And he shows up, and I go, at the audition for
Ring Around the Collar.
For the Whisk. And I go, I'm sorry. He showed up for an A&W root beer commercial. They wanted a stand-up comic for the Ring Around the Collar commercial. I played part of a comedy team, Ring Around the Collar. If you go to YouTube or go to my website, FogelsCorporateComedy.com, FogelsCorporateComedy.com, you could see my commercials and you could see me doing Ring Around the Collar.
Oh, cool.
But I beat out Mark Lynn Baker for A&W Root Beer. He comes in, I go, Mark, you're Mark Lynn Baker. You just my favorite year. I go, what are you auditioning for this commercial? He goes, you wouldn't believe it. After the commercial, he was a little sullen. A little maudlin, you know, that he had to be auditioning for a commercial like with everybody else. He goes, when the movie came out, they kept seeing for commercials and other roles, we want a Mark Lynn Baker type. And he'd show up. They go, no, we don't want you. We want a Mark Lynn Baker type. So things weren't going that hot for him. So he auditioned for the commercial. I got it. But then he went on to do Perfect Strangers. So in the end, he did quite well for himself.
You never know how life is going to turn like that. Now, also, you're an author. Wow, you're just a man of all talents. Reboot Your Career, 27 Ways to Reinvent Yourself in the Workplace. And then parentheses, it says, if you still have a job. Of course, that's been sad the last, 3 to 5 years?
Yeah,
at least.
It's been rough.
You know, I was in show business for many years. I reinvented myself into a direct mail copywriter and business speaker, motivational speaker. And then I wrote 2 books on it, If Not Now, Then When, Stories and Strategies of People Over 40 Who Have Successfully Reinvented Themselves. It was more of an anthology. And then I wanted to write a real business book for people that were in the workplace and wanted to reinvent themselves where they are to make changes because they're like treading water. And I normally do that. And I was a corporate trainer. I taught copywriting. So I've really been doing copywriting. But to bring me full circle, I was offered this role from Steve Solomon. He couldn't find really anybody who could do the myriad of characters and voices. You have to do the mother who's Italian. Then you have to go into the father who's Jewish. So you have to have – I did voiceovers, and I have a pretty good instrument, and I have a good ear. So that was the reason why I got – and I said this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to do such a hot show that was on Broadway.
Wow.
It's been performed for over 800,000 people, and I saw him perform it live. We knew each other in Florida, and then the opportunity – and that's one of the things I talk about when I – in my books about opportunity presents itself. You got to grab it. You got to just not – let go of the fear, and I knew I could do the show, and I was chosen out of 50 actors to do this. So I'm still doing my work for clients, but I'm doing the show 8 shows a week at the Herberger Theater, Monroe Street, downtown Phoenix.
Absolutely.
And we have shows every hour on the hour. It's like a train coming into the station. But it was a challenge because Steve has an amazing octave. I'm doing his life of what it grew up in Brooklyn, and I'm treating the audience as if we're in a big therapy session. So you don't have to be Italian. You don't have to be Jewish. You just have to have family and go through the insanity of the holidays and dealing with the craziness. Because you know how it is. You get together with the families for once a year. And then you realize after 5 minutes, now I know I see these people once a year. Because they drive you crazy. But
absolutely.
It's things that I'm stranded in Atlanta trying to get to Miami for the holidays. And that's what the whole show is about. And I'm treating the audience as if they're in my therapy session.
So, you know, is that difficult to be a one-man show versus interacting on stage with others? And, of course, when you do stand-up comedy, it's just yourself. But you've done some acting as well.
Yes, I was in the movie Teen Wolf 2. I played a reporter. I've done a lot of theater work. I wrote a show called Ghost of a Lonely Heart, which almost got me made into a movie.
Oh.
It's about a guy on Valentine's Day who couldn't commit to his girlfriend, so the ghost of Valentine's past, present, and future come back to haunt him to find why he can't commit to woman, to the girl of his dreams. So I have a theater background and a large stand-up background, so it was coming home to be able to do my characters, Steve's characters, bring his life to the stage.
Yeah.
And the fact that I've done theater and I was trained in the theater, and of course I've done performing arts centers across the country in theater, that this was a perfect match. This was a synergy that I was meant to do the show.
Do you find that these characters sometimes talk to you and other, you know, not on stage? Do you, like, entertain that?
You mean along with the voices in my head?
Yeah.
So so I got voices in my head and I'm doing characters. I grew up in New York like Steve, so mm-hmm. I know these characters. I know the crazy Jewish man who's mad. You know, it's in our DNA.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the Italians, you know, when you're from New York, you just have that voices in your head. But you come across them. That's why everyone could relate to it. You don't have to be Jewish or Italian, but you know these characters.
Oh, yeah. Well, when I saw I was looking in the Arizona Republic, and that really struck my eye. And I go, that is so funny, because there's a sort of a stereotype there. And most people, whether they're Italian or Jewish or have grown up with that, they know the stereotype. And it looks just hysterical.
Oh, it is. It's, you know, to give you an example, like, I talk about my ex-wife a lot. And everyone has an ex. Someone knows an ex.
Oh,
and we know they drive you crazy.
I have an ex, M-Y-Z, also.
An ex-Y?
And Z.
Oh, you have an ex, Y, and Z. All right, so you have a few ex-wives.
Well, okay.
Well, I call her my ex-wife, or I call her the plaintiff, you know, because that's what it is. And she called me the defendant, and that's what it was in the papers.
Exactly.
But everybody could relate to the ex, and they drive you crazy. And the mother, I talk about one of the problems is my mother always invites my ex over for the family get-togethers with the kids. And she always had snide remarks. I call the night before. I go, listen, I know you're coming over tomorrow. Please be civilized. And the ex would go, oh, it's always me, never you. It's always me, never you. If I was still married to you, I'd poison your eggnog. And if I was still married to you, I'd drink it.
Yeah. That is hysterical.
So that's based. So I'm going in and out of characters constantly.
Oh,
with me and Steven talking to the therapist. So it's basically, I'm trying to bring, and I hopefully accomplish it, bring these characters alive so you're seeing it, and I'm doing my children and my gay son, you know. It's a show for mature audiences. This is not Disney on Parade, but it's so we
but
want.
But it's real life.
It's real life. So.
I mean, that's what makes it funny, I think.
Yeah.
That people can relate. Why don't we take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussion with in-studio guest. We have award-winning comedian, actor, playwright, and published author Peter Fogel.
And we're going to give two tickets
away.
That's
right. And let me give the phone number out. We're going to give two tickets away this next segment. You can call in at 602-296-3632, 602-296-3632, or text me at 602-625-3074. We'll give out the numbers again when we come back after these words. Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Hirschberger Assisted Living Home for the Elderly, whether it's a need to recuperate after surgery or just need daily assistance to enrich their life, you can trust that your loved one is being well cared for. Our caregivers are fully licensed by the Arizona Department of Health. An experienced team of professionals provide expert medical care, including physical, occupational, and recreational therapy, wound care, medication management, nutritional support, and personal care. All faiths are welcome. Hirschberger Assisted Living Home, founded in 1997, will provide your loved ones a quality of life with loving care. Call Shirley Hirschberger today at 602-314-6937. That's 602-314-6937, or visit the website ahomewithshirley.com. Hirschberger Assisted Living, home is where the heart is.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
And online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking, the magazine, every Thursday from 2 to 4. And, of course, Greg Isaac under the weather today. I'm Dave Isaac, the host. And we have Joseph Iardo in.
Iardo.
There we go. See, you're taking the place of Greg's lines.
And I've got two characters here, too, today.
Yeah, that's right. See, that is pretty good. And you're quite a character. And In studio, we're really excited and honored to have the star of My Mother's Italian, My Father's Jewish, and I'm Home for the Holidays. We're playing right now at Herberger Theater, so you want to definitely get out there and see that. And it's extended to February 9th. Peter Fogel is in studio. Peter?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Now, let's talk about this one-man show. And what are some of your favorite bits that you want to do right now from the show?
Well,
before you do that, let me do give out the phone number, 602. This is for two tickets. For Friday, 602-296-3632. So two tickets this Friday, 7 p.m. show.
In your name at the Herberger will call.
Excellent.
So they just have to give their name. They're walking right in.
Perfect.
And you'll give them your autograph, right?
If they mention if they come over to after the show. I come after the show. We go to the merchandise table. I'll autograph your program for you, which you could put on eBay, and it'll raise it to $1.50. it's a program for $1.50.
So you definitely want to get down there. Friday night, 7 p.m., 602-296-3632. If you're shy, then text me, 602-625-3074. That's 602-625-3074. Two tickets this Friday, 7 p.m. to My Mother's Italian, My Father's Jewish, and I'm Home for the Holidays, Herberger Theater, and an autograph from Peter Fogel.
And you don't have to be Jewish or Italian to appreciate the show. We've had African Americans come up. We want all baby boomers, young people, please come on down. You know, it, and anyone, any age could really appreciate it if you have family.
Oh,
you know?
Absolutely. That's going to be fun. So some bits from the show.
Well, he taught, you know, he... You know, it's like when you go home for the holidays and you go back to your old room and you see the – when I get together with my relatives in Florida, I go, I look at them and they look at me. I go, it's the usual suspects. That's like, and they all start laughing. I go, we don't get anybody new at this table. It's the same. So basically he's re-encountering everybody, you know, his flood of memories when he's a kid. Like, you know, he's trying to get from Atlanta, Steve, me, but his airport at Atlanta, which is the Hatsfield, if you know the Atlanta Hatsfield airport, it's hell. You know, one plane gets backed up, the whole country is on hold. So I'm trying to get home from Bronx Air to Miami to see his family, and it's Uncle Paulie's house. And he remembers as a kid that, you know, there were two tables, the adult table, which sat 35, and then the kid's table. I sit at the kid's table. I'm 50, and I'm the youngest at the kid's table. So then he remembers being a child visiting Uncle Paulie. It was Grandpa. We never saw Grandpa at the table. Grandpa was always sleeping in another room and never vertical. And Mama would say, go check and see how Grandpa's doing, which is her way of saying, see if he's still alive. So we peek into the room. And I do a lot of sound effects. And I'm there with my cousin Anthony. And it was like the commercial from Mikey. Remember the old commercial, Let Mikey Do It? And I go, you poke him. No, you poke him. Now you poke him. Now you poke him. And all of a sudden he wakes up and he goes, oh my God, he's alive! And we run out of the room scared. But most people could remember when you're a young kid, you're just scared of that.
Oh, absolutely. That is hysterical. That's funny.
He's alive!
Alive and doing well.
And I complain about the airport. I'm bitching and moaning basically for an hour and 40 minutes, but I'm making it funny. And if you're going to be bitching and moaning, can I say bitching and moaning? If
I don't know, Tommy, can he? Oh, Tommy's on the phone right now.
Okay.
Probably giving away a ticket.
I hope so. Or he's placing bets. I don't know what he's doing over there.
Or someone's mad about the moaning.
Yeah.
Complaining.
Okay, so where were we?
We're talking about the character. So it's basically he's talking about there's Goomba Carmine from Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn. His old buddy tells him how to improve his romance with his wife. So I talk to him. I go to advice. So I'm bringing all these characters. Say, how you doing? Hey, what's happening? You know, Stevie, come back to the old neighborhood. Forget about it. He's one of these characters, you know.
That is hysterical. And voice work is great, though.
I did a lot of voiceovers, and that's one of the challenges of the show, to continually speak for an hour and 40 just doing. And I trained as a mime. I've had a lot of – so I'm really creating the characters Christmas morning, getting presents when you're a kid. I'm comparing – you know, Hanukkah and Christmas, so it's a constant battle going back and forth. But we're all the same underneath.
Oh, yeah, there's no question about it. How do you, how do you get prepared for a show like this? Because I bet it's really fast-paced.
Yes.
And you're moving. There's never a dull moment, but you're back and forth in and out of character, in various characters. And I think Tommy's giving me a thumbs up. What was that, Tommy? Here
we got a winner.
We got a winner. Okay, so and the next segment we'll give away what, Sunday 5:30 p.m.
5:30, and then the following Wednesday at 7:00.
Okay, that was very quick. So we got Friday already taken care of. So everyone out there, the next segment. Well, I guess you can call in now if you want for Sunday at 5:30 p.m.
Space it out. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, because it's already halfway through.
Oh yeah.
Sunday 5:30 p.m. show for my mother's Italian, my father's Jewish, and I'm home for the holidays. Again, call in at 602-296-3632, 602-296-3632, or for you shy people, go ahead and text me at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074, and win two tickets, 5:30 showing Sunday. My mother's Italian, my father's Jewish, and I'm home for the holidays. We have the star in studio right now, Peter Fogel. What's some other bits that you personally like?
Well, I describe why the wife and I divorced. We stayed together for the kids. Neither of us wanted custody. So we talk about that. And I bring my teenage daughters. I have my daughter as a five-year-old, and then I get her as a teenager. Dad, the truth. Was I adopted? Not yet, honey. The ads just came out.
Yeah.
So
oh,
it's,
that's good
I'm
stuff.
Doing, and it's tough. I'm dealing with a hormonal teenage daughter. I'm dealing with an ex-wife. She sounds a little bit like her ex-wife. She, you know how the daughters always sound like moms. And I talk, and then it's basically it. He's really pulling back the curtain, Steve, and showing you what it's all about, how frustrating it is and how his family, you know, blood's blood, right?
Oh, yeah.
You can pick your friends. You can pick your wife. You can pick a job, but you can't pick your family.
No.
And, you know, it's almost like marriage. So love and the cherish in sickness and health until you come up with an alibi for the police.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it.
Do you ever find that there's people who that you know, your friends or family, who maybe get upset and think that maybe some of these ideas are inspired by them?
Well, again, this show doesn't bother
right.
me. They'd have to be taken up with Steve. I'm doing his life story.
Right.
But his parents are no longer with us, so so they really can't say anything.
Yeah.
But and he has Steve has his sister, the smoker. Oh. Always giving advice. Steve, they wanted him to start dating again after the divorce. So it's basically, why don't you do that internet online dating? And she joined an exclusive online dating service for heavy smokers called gotamatch.com.
Oh, that's good.
So I do the immediate family. I do he's got the Italian mother, he's Angelina, he's Nonna, and then his Jewish mother, his Bubby, who talks like this and goes, "Of course, sweetheart, we can help you with anything." Sure. What? And they talk together. She would grandma Bubby would go, "Oh, I got such heartburn." And then the other grandmother would go, "Well, why don't you take us something for it?" So it's basically two old ladies that are hard of hearing talking to each other.
That's got to be hysterical, I got to tell you. Now, as an actor, then this is what you're doing. It's sort of a combined, it sounds like, stand-up comedy with acting.
But it's theater, so I don't want people to think it's a stand-up comedy show.
So it's different.
It's a one-man show. I'm going in and out of characters. There's a set.
Yeah.
There's lighting. There's cues. There's sound effects. So it's not – I don't want people to think it's a stand-up show. It's a play. It's a scripted play. I'm not doing my own thing. This is – Steve is doing this right now in Florida. I'm doing the same show he's doing. So it's a scripted play.
Wow. This is just
– He's cloned himself.
Yeah. This is fabulous. Joseph, have you been to, I've seen one-man plays before. It's really
I haven't seen any in person. No, I haven't. But it seems like, I mean, you say that you do the show more than just once a day, right? That's several times a day?
Well, no, let's get crazy. It's two shoots. it's like a train pulling into the station. Right. No, I do two shows on Wednesday, two shows on Saturday, two shows on Sunday, one show Thursday, one show Friday.
Okay.
And then I nap on Monday and Tuesday.
Wow.
Well, I was going to say it must be very tiresome because you said talking, you know, for an hour and 40 minutes. But
that's with intermission, of course. But it's an hour and a half show with intermission.
Right.
So they get a break.
That's a long time, though.
It is. And now, right now I want to curl into the fetal position.
Yeah.
Thinking about that.
You opened up last night.
Yes.
Tell us what that was like.
The audiences are great in Phoenix. They really get it. This is a really hip town. I haven't been here many years. I used to do stand-up comedy here in Scottsdale many years ago. And I've always enjoyed the audiences in Phoenix. They get it. You know, they're hip. And that's what's important. When they get it, they're laughing and they're giving as much back to me as I'm giving to them. So I want everybody, young, especially baby boomers, our contemporaries, to come out.
Yeah.
Along, and you can bring your, you know, I wouldn't bring your young kids, but you can bring your teenagers, you know.
Yeah.
It's okay. But I wouldn't bring screaming, you know, like a woman giving birth to a child, you know, as they have them on the planes. You know, for some reason, if they're on a plane, these right through the, you know, it pierces your skull.
Oh, yeah.
But it's for mature audiences, even though it's a family-themed show about. But it's, you know, the family, things that happen at the airports, him trying to get the plane, frustrated that they expect him to do things while he's in Atlanta trying to get there. It's and I bring my father, my mother, and my sister all you know to the forefront.
Now, when you say mature audience, it sounds like it's really like PG-13 type.
PG-13 at times. Bawdy is the word.
Yeah.
In certain areas. Not a lot, but a few.
Yeah.
So I just want to be honest.
It's life.
It's life. But there's nothing off color or anything like that. So.
Oh, yeah. It sounds wonderful. And let's take a quick break. But let me give out the number again. We have two more tickets for Sunday. This Sunday, 5:30, Herberger Theater, My Mother's Italian, My Father's Jewish, and I'm Home for the Holidays. Call in at 602-296-3632. Or text me at 602-625-3074, and we'll be right back.
Beerenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762 or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal. That someone is ServiceMaster by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222, and our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing ServiceMaster Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, in addition to water and fire damage repair. Our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know ServiceMaster Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time, or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's ServiceMaster Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222 for ServiceMaster Clean by Disaster Professionals. And get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.
Welcome back again. You're listening to The Magazine every Thursday from 2 to 4. And, of course, Breakthrough Thinking, Breakthrough Sports, and The Magazine. You can hear us all the time live Monday through Friday, 2 to 4. And in studio, we have, of course, Joseph Airdo.
Iardo.
Excellent. Movie reviewer.
What movies have we seen lately?
Oh, we did Django Unchained.
How was it?
Django Unchained was excellent.
Yeah. Mature audiences, no doubt.
Oh, definitely for mature audiences, okay. Yeah. Let's see, what comedy? Oh, This is 40. This is 40.
Yeah.
Judd Apatow.
And we had
I know Judd Apatow, too.
Oh, really?
I knew him before he was Judd Apatow. I have to be nicer to these people. If I knew how big Jon Stewart was going to be, I would have... And I like Jon, but who knew how big he was going to be?
Huge.
I mean,
now.
Dennis Leary I used to hang out with. Sam
really?
Kinison.
Oh,
I mean, Ray would be complaining to me that nothing's happening with my career and I'm very close with Ray's manager.
Oh yeah,
and when I And he and Ray's manager used to say to him, "You're my." I go, "What's the problem, Ray?" You know, he was Ray is like he is off. He was even when the show was becoming hit. He goes, "I can't believe people are watching it. It's going to come to an end 9 years later." I mean, he's such a wonderful. Ray had that X factor, and we got reviewed on a show in New York, the New York Post, and the reviewer said, "What were the chances of this reviewer in a lousy, rain-soaked, miserable evening in?" New York City would like all four comedians. And she took – I was like the single man with my material. And they said, Ray Romano, what Ray Romano was to single men, Ray is to married life, because he was talking about married life, and all equally funny. And the one guy I chose for stardom was Ray Romano. I mean, he so just cool. had the X factor. But he used to complain like, nothing's happening with my career. My manager says I have to be patient. I'm a secret weapon. And he was right. Got him the show.
That was incredible.
The
wow. And, of course, Peter Fogle in studio, award-winning comedian, actor, playwright, published author, and the star, and I will say the star, My Mother's Italian, My Father's Jewish, and I Am Home for the Holidays. Of course, that is now playing at the Herberger Theater. That's a
Herberger.
Great
That's a great theater.
Great venue,
very intimate. Mezzanine. It's wonderful. There's not a bad seat in the house, actually.
Well, remember, if you want some free tickets, Sunday, 5:30 p.m., and... We could say Wednesday, 7 p.m., 5:30 Sunday or Wednesday, this coming up, Wednesday, 7 p.m. And all you have to do for two tickets to see this great, great one-man play is call in at 602-296-3632, 602-296-3632, or text me if you want. And we did get a text, so you better hurry. And I'm at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074. Just
and folks that have won,
yes,
it'll be under their name.
Yeah.
We won't give the names, of course.
Right.
Because you know who you are.
Yeah.
Go to Will Call at Herberger. And once we get them, I'll make sure the publicist has that.
Very, very cool. Okay. So
and come up after the show. Please tell me you heard me.
At the magazine.
At the magazine.
Or KXXT, either one. And autograph for the program.
Yes.
Excellent. So let's go back to this funny, funny play.
All the characters.
Yeah, the characters.
There's Goomba Carmine. Carmine's from Brooklyn. And then there's his father, Louis. And then there's his mother, his mama, you know, and the sister, the smoker. And basically all the characters that – and his grandmother, Angelina, you know, his 93-year-old grandmother. And there's Uncle Dave, who was the brother of his father, who sounds like his father. It's the same middle-aged Jewish voice. And then there's certain things I don't want to give away. I want to make it a surprise.
Oh, yeah.
So we don't want to give it too much. But
how long does it take you to do a one-man play to prepare all the lines that you have?
About 6 weeks.
That's
and I'm constantly going over the
–
in fact, I'm now learning the first show. That's going to be. I have to learn the first show. That's completely different than the second show. So, folks, when you come, if you've seen the first show, My Mother's Italian, My Father's Jewish, and I'm in Therapy.
Yeah.
Know that you're seeing a brand new show.
Whoa.
Because Steve has a brand, Steve Solomon's.
Yeah.
He has a trilogy. You know,
right.
And this is the second show. So I'm going back to learning the first show, and I'll be doing that all around the country. Also.
Oh, the first show as well.
Yeah, because this holiday show is during the holiday, and then of course I have to go back to the original. And so I'm going home. I'm going over the lines for the. I mean, I had was learning the first show when the other actor had to be replaced. He goes, Steve's goes, stop, put the script down. I just sent you the holiday show. You got to start memorizing that. So I started memorizing it, and we live about 4 miles from each other, so we'd rehearse. And I just got the lines down. I watched the DVD, but not many. He saw over 55 actors, and I was chosen because he's very – it's you know, he has control. It's his – I'm representing Steve. I'm playing Steve.
That's important to him.
Yeah. I mean, he can't have anyone walking through the part, and it's very demanding, and you have to have the chops like anything else.
Wow. Well, let's remind the audience right now, the listeners, that again, Sunday at 5:30 p.m. this Sunday or Wednesday, 7 p.m., or both, actually, but hopefully two separate winners, you can attend with two free tickets to see My Mother's Italian, My Father's Jewish, and I'm Home for the Holidays.
You can bring your insignificant other.
Yes. No doubt about that. And you could call in, talk to Tom, 602-296-3632. That's 602-296-3632 for two free tickets, Sunday at 5:30, Wednesday at 7 p.m., or text me at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074. Now, these the preparation is really interesting to me. When you're on stage, I always wondered if actors, if they just have a general concept and they don't have to do word for word, or is it word for word?
Oh, it's word for word.
It is.
It's a scripted show. It's not – stand-up is different.
Yeah.
You have your stories, but you go in and out and do what you want. It's your show. This is a one-man show. This is a play from beginning to end with cues for lights and sound effects and music. You can't just go off and do your own thing. So this is a scripted show. He's doing the exact show, Steve, in Florida, and I'm doing the exact show, his show here.
That's amazing, Joseph. I mean, have you ever acted?
No, I haven't acted. Well, I think I played Simon Cowell from behind or something.
Oh, please, we all play roles in our life. We're all playing a role. We're all acting. We act a certain way towards our kids, to our employer, to our wife, to our friends. Friends say something to you, hit a button, and you're already reminiscing about stuff. I noticed about baby boomers, and especially Facebook, it's basically high school. Oh, you want to be friends? Who do you know that I know? Do you know me? Oh, okay. And you go, oh, they know. So, all right, I'll confirm your friend. You know, it's so everyone can relate to certain things like that.
Oh yeah, there's no question.
Yeah.
And you know what? But what's interesting to me, getting back on the acting part of it, is do you have like cue cards ever? I mean, if have you ever or have actors? I suspect they have where. They forgot where they were and trying to recover, and there's little tips on the stage or something that
I'm not
going to
give away all my secrets.
Oh, is that a secret?
I can't.
I've never acted, so I have no idea.
We have little tricks of the trade. I'm not going to give my but you know, I've been doing this a while, and every day it's like anything else, going to the gym, lifting weights. You keep doing it and doing it. You know, I need to get my sleep.
Yeah.
Because we all need to get our sleep when we get older.
Oh, yeah.
And you need to have fresh mind. But it's after a while, it's just like anything else. I mean, Steve has done this for 11 years.
Yeah.
And it's in his DNA. I mean, I'll walk around the neighborhood just going over the lines in my head.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm walking the dog. I'm here with my little dog. And because we're here for a few months. And I just go over the material.
You brought your doggy with you.
Brought my dog, yeah. Gigi, the Silky Terrier mix.
Oh, wow.
It's an adventure for her. We have a house, the producer, me, and the other staff, and it's like the dogs, I don't know where I am, but they keep feeding me, and it's I know this guy, he knows me, and she's a very social dog, so she's wonderful.
Well, you arrived just in time for the weather to be just
yeah, you just missed the cold, heat right? wave.
It's a little nippy.
Yeah, it is, actually.
It's a little chilly. I want to be honest with you.
Now, you live in Florida, right?
I lived in Florida, but I lived in California for 11 years.
I came from California.
Studio City, California.
Oh, yeah, Laurel Canyon area.
Right there, off Tujunga in Laurel Canyon.
Yeah.
Laurel Canyon goes in the Crescent.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Nice area. When I was going through college, I taught guitar. I was in a couple bands, And one of my students was Tracy Fell, and you might remember the last name because her dad was Norman Fell, Three's Company. Remember
Norman,
that?
Now, who's my friend is Richard Klein from Three's Company, and there's a picture of Richard Klein on Facebook next to Norman Fell. Richard Klein played Larry on Three's Company. So
one of my favorite sitcoms.
Well, wasn't that funny? Yeah.
Come and knock on my door. So I know Richard Klein's a good friend, dear friend, and...
And I remember the first day, because I went to their houses up. The reason I brought this up, because it was Laurel Canyon. I went up to the houses. I had six students up there. And I remember the very first time I knocked on the door, and there was Norman Fell. And he goes, hi, I'm Norman Fell. And
he's no longer with us, I think.
No, he's not.
How old was he when he wasn't that old?
He wasn't that old. I remember seeing him in Century City after that and talked to him a little bit. And then I was a CPA. But during college, I taught guitar. She was his daughter Tracy must have been only like five or six and then guess what happened?
What?
Then their neighbor said, "Hey, I want Dave to teach our kid." So I went over.
What'd you teach them?
As guitar.
Oh, guitar. Yep.
Yeah. And her name was Billy Campbell, the wife at that point of Who? Who's a fan? Glenn Campbell,
who, so by the way, just sold his house in Malibu, I heard from a friend. And Glenn has Alzheimer's.
I heard about that. Very sad. And his little son was Travis. But
yeah.
Anyway, wow. So back to the show. And again,
The holidays are stressful.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a joyous time of the year, but it's probably the most stressful. Come down, enjoy the laughs. And if you can laugh at someone else's misery, what better way to enjoy the holidays? But to watch what this guy goes through and nod your head going, I know what he's talking about. Because people come up to me of all race, creed, and color and go, just like my family. And it's just, they drive you nuts.
Wait, you said that in a Southern accent.
I did that. I just,
Do they really have families like that in the South?
Probably more interpersonal related in parts of the South. You're just like my mama and sister, who are the same person, by the way. So I'm not going to.
No, that's hysterical. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this. Now, some of the other bits, can you do any other... Some of the other bits that without giving away the...
Yeah, give us one something about Christmas trees, anything that you got.
Yeah.
I appreciated the one about the eggnog.
Oh.
Yeah, that was good.
Oh, the...
I would drink it.
I would drink it. What's another one going? Oh, of course, the Hanukkah. So we want, we've done Christmas. Let's talk about Hanukkah. Potato latkes, which are shredded potatoes and onions.
And they're good with applesauce.
Yes, and deep fried in chicken fat.
Yes.
There wasn't anyone in my father's family who ever needed stool softener. After dinner, most of them were afraid to cough. So this is the Jewish part. We talk about dreidels. And so I'm an equal opportunity offender of Jewish people, Italian people. And it's just craziness.
Speaking of offender, have you ever met Don Rickles?
Here's a strange. I met Don Rickles.
He's out there in Florida, isn't he?
No, no, he's in California.
Oh, is he?
But I met his daughter Mindy Rickles.
Oh,
who is? This is 20 years ago. Very hot. Looks like Cindy Crawford. Her mother was very pretty. I said, I got to be honest with you. I'm a big, because I was talking to her and she's giving me a little attitude. You got to hear the face of Cindy Crawford, the body, but the personality of Don. I said, I'm talking to her at the Improv. This is a true story. And I go, yeah. I go, my father's a comedian. My brother's a comedy writer. I go, who's your father? Don Rickles. Really? Oh, she goes, oh, now you want to talk to me, don't you? It's just like Don. It was fried. And guys never lasted with Mindy because she's very tough. She's like Don Rickles. It's the same. So like she used to tell me, he'd say, what happened to the last guy you're going out, Mindy? What'd you say this time? So she used to turn it. You have this hot, beautiful girl in her 20s that sounds like Don Rickles. It was a dichotomy.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you're really hot. Don't sound like a really old Jew.
Confusing.
Confusing.
Very
confusing.
She
finally did get married, and she goes, you think it's me, Mindy? I don't know. We'll check later. But she sounded like Don, and she was a nice girl. But that was my meeting with Mindy Rickles, and she just wanted to get a guy, get married, but she sounded like Don. Yeah, she did. She got married,
she has
kids. Yeah, this is years ago. But the minute I'm talking to her, I go, this woman's way too hot for me to talk to, and she's not giving me much. I go, all right, pleasure meeting you. And she says, what are you doing here? Well, my father's in the business and my brother. I go, who's my father? Don Rickles. I go, really? And
that's amazing.
Just the way she said it, oh, now you want to talk to me, don't you? Just like Don. It was like, whoa. The same cadence, the same. So like when a guy would never call again, Don would say, what'd you say this time?
Yeah.
And that's because the guy'd say, I can't put up with her. She's hot, but, Do we have a winner?
Yes. Yeah. So we got, someone already called in. And,
we had one caller.
And I got two texts.
Two texts?
So far. So that's
well,
it.
About, yeah. Yeah.
There's nothing else to give away.
Now they have to buy the
ticket. Now they buy the ticket, but it'll be well worth it.
Oh, yeah. And that's at the Herberger Theater, question. In fact, I got some information. You could call the Herberger Theater box office, 602-252-8497.
Tell them you heard us on the – me. Come up after the show. Tell them you heard me on this show.
Wow. Get an autograph of the program, which
yes.
is very cool. Now
– so it's Goodbye Carmine. And what else did we do? We talked about the Hanukkah. The whole funny thing is about, like, Hanukkah, you get flat gifts, and Christmas, you get these wonderful – like, it's a winter wonderland. And it's just the funniness. Of what goes on.
Well, isn't that really, if you look at it now from a stand-up comedian standpoint, you're really looking at life, and you're a writer, so you've written a lot of jokes, I suspect.
I'm a professional comedy writer. I wrote on an international sitcom called Rita's Welt, which was out of Germany. It was Germany's number one sitcom. consequently their only sitcom. So it was the number one sitcom in all of Germany. They don't have a long history of sitcoms, so they would come to America because we – it's like the best NBA players, best basketball players really in the world are here in the NBA. That's what – because we created it, and we created the sitcom. So they hired American writers to write in English, and they translated into Germany.
But if you think about it, as a writer, some of the absolute best material has to be sort of a twist on life, you know, situations that people can relate to and step back and look at it. Maybe it's not so funny when they're going through it, but it is pretty funny. Isn't that how you look at it from a writer's point of
view? Well, tragedy is just... a comedy is just tragedy with distance.
Yeah. Okay. Like, that there you go.
It's like I'll write stuff like the weather in Florida was 85 degrees and sunny with a 99% chance of elderly people. You know, because that especially where I live in Delray Beach.
Wow. So. Well, Florida, and if you think about it, Sun City, right, Joseph?
Oh yeah. Here, of course.
There's a lot of elderly. Did you know that this is
yes,
a big
I know.
Retirement?
I know. That's where they go.
Yeah. What is and, it? And, it's probably the weather, I guess, huh?
It's very chilly here, though. I'm wearing three sweaters.
Yeah, you are. Well, today was a little chilly, but...
But at night, it gets down.
What was it down there?
It was 40? The coldest yesterday that
oh,
it's
was?
All year. Yeah.
What was it, like 40?
Yeah.
It was,
yeah, low 40s, 41, oh, wow. I think it was.
Oh, it may snow. Guess what? It has snowed here before.
In Phoenix?
Yeah.
That's
it has.
Really?
Like 10 years ago, remember?
Yeah, I think a couple years ago
it
snowed. Or
was it an ice cream
in
truck that
I'm
fell
in.
Over? I forget. It was one of the two. Anyway, God, can you believe this hour went through...
This was this is an hour I'll never get back again. But it was if I had to spend it with two strange men, it was you guys. But come down to the Herberger Theater.
Absolutely,
see me.
Herberger Theater,
February 9th.
Extended through February.
We extended it. The ticket sales are going very well.
And I'll mention this tomorrow on our sports show. We're going to have you back because you're going to be in town. We'll talk about your book, talk about the one man show again. And again, that is My Mother's Italian, My Father's Jewish, and I'm Home for the Holidays, Herberger Theater. Make sure you get down there and see it, and it'll be a lot of fun. Get an autographed program from Peter Fogel. Peter, thank you for coming on.
My pleasure. Thanks
absolutely.
For having me.
Thank you. Great to meet you.
We'll see everyone tomorrow, 2 to 4. Breakthrough Sports, Coach Kevin Guy, Arizona Rattlers, calling in tomorrow. See you tomorrow.